Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Please do not forget your questions on 51551 for our vet on how to deal with frustrated pets. Sarah Boland is going to be here a little bit later on in the programme. Email us today, cb@rte.ie, or text 51551 with your doggy-related queries. Ahead of next October's budget, the Tax Strategy Group has published a series of papers advising Ministers McGrath and Donoghue on how to proceed with any changes to the taxation system. One of the eye-catching warnings from the group, buried deep within the papers, is the fact that the state faces a 1.5 billion euro shortfall in taxation as people shift to electric cars and other low emission, lower taxed vehicles. Among their suggestions are higher taxes on larger, heavier cars such as SUVs and greater consideration of congestion charges as well. Let's get some analysis on these proposals from Barra Rowantry, economist at the ESRI. Good morning to you, Barra. Can you expand a little bit further, please, on what it was that the Tax Strategy Group was wrestling with here?
Sure. So this is an issue that I think is really going to be at the forefront of driving policy and motoring policy over the coming decade or two, which is that the way we currently raise revenue from driving, from motoring, is very tightly and closely linked to the use of fossil fuels, to petrol and diesel. So your vehicle road tax, VRT, is linked to the emissions of a car. We raise a lot of money from excise duty on fuels. Even motor tax is linked to the emissions of your car, and so therefore the use of petrol and diesel. So as the fleet electrifies, what we're going to face is an issue where that revenue is essentially eroded. And the faster we achieve that electrification, which is what we want to do, we want to move away from petrol and diesel cars, the quicker that's going to happen. And so, you know, the Tax Strategy Group papers that were published yesterday shows kind of officials are starting to think about this and the implications it has for policy. Now, the actual figure, you know, there's other estimates that are a lot larger than the 1.5 billion you mentioned. So the Parliamentary Budget Office had calculated that when you include things like VAT on top of the, you know, you pay VAT on top of excise duty. So when you include taxes like that, it's more like 4 to 5 billion euro is going to disappear as we electrify the fleet. So that's a chunky number. You're right to kind of gasp at that. And it is something that we'll need to address into the future. And so, you know, there is that kind of impetus to changing the system of how we tax driving.
But I was just going to interrupt you for 1 second, though, because I think a little bit of context is needed here. The Tax Strategy Group is really only considering or interested in protecting tax revenue. They're not charged with the wider social or environmental agenda, are they?
Well, I think that should come into how we think about how we want to tax driving, you know, and the impetus might be that there's revenues which are going to disappear and the Department of Finance might be particularly worried about. But we should think about how it is that we want to tax driving and what it is that we want to achieve by that, because the tax system is a very powerful tool. You know, we saw that when, you know, there's a small difference, quite a small difference opened up in how much excise duty was put on diesel versus petrol. We saw, you know, almost a whole scale shift towards diesel cars. And that just illustrates how important the taxation system is for shaping the decisions that people make around motoring. So we need to think about what kind of, you know, what role we want driving to play. And from that point of view, you know, the current system that we have isn't very well designed, right? We have motorway charges, which you pay motorway tolls on some motorways but not others, at some points but not others, right? So you pay a motorway toll when you cross the bridge on the M50, but not if you use it to go, you know, all the way from one point on the north side to another point, or vice versa on the south side. We also have, in general, a road tax system which doesn't at all address congestion, which is the single biggest external cost, the social cost imposed on society by driving. You know, and that's something which isn't tackled at all by the way we currently tax driving.
So are they considering then a tax based on the size of your car?
Yeah, so that's one thing that they consider. And one thing that was kind of flagged was that, well, if currently the reason that we're going to see revenues diminish is because it's very closely linked only to how much emissions are produced by the car, well, then changing the way that we calculate VRT is one way of doing that. And one way you could do that is move towards the size of the car. That's something that's done in some other countries. So that's something that they point to, that, you know, this wouldn't be a particularly novel approach, that in other countries they also tax the you know, they levy a tax on when the car is sold or when it's licensed. based on the size. And that would also have the effect of, as you move towards more electrified fleet, meaning that you're encouraging more efficient vehicles, right? Because you'd be encouraging smaller ones. As well as just encouraging electric vehicles, you'd be encouraging smaller ones. So there's a degree of sense in that, but it doesn't...
There's a degree of sense in it, certainly, Barrett. But I mean, that one would really irritate the public because the motor industry is moving towards larger and larger cars. They might be maybe electric, but they have identified building bigger cars as being the thing that's going to make them the most amount of money. So it's harder for people to find those nippy little electric runarounds.
It might be harder, but one of the things I think that, again, we've seen from the how the tax system is structured, that it can really shape people's decisions. And so, you know, if you do, and if you let people know in advance that what you're going to, you know, so before you do it, you say, well, we're going to start levying a bigger tax on larger cars. That, and particularly if it's done at a European level, if it's linked in to that, that's going to change what type of cars that producers might be interested in providing. So, you know, that's something that you might want to think about doing and maybe think about doing at a European level or thinking about doing flagged in advance. But again, it's only one aspect of the changes we're going to need to see to motoring. And we really are going to have to look at congestion charging. We're really going to have to look at, even in the longer run, a system of road pricing, right? And those are big, difficult discussions, but they're discussions that we really need to start having now.
And they are conversations that we have already started, but there is a new one that has hoved into view, and that is the idea of a tax on electricity.
That's right. So currently the way that you know, European directives work is that we are actually going to be required to increase tax on electricity. That's kind of in a way problematic, right? Because we want to produce more, we want to move more things over to the electricity grid. We want to have electric cars, we want to have heat pumps, and we want them to run on electricity. So there's a kind of a bit of a tension between how do we do that? How do we encourage people to move over to electricity while at the same time, kind of with some of the same issues kind of underlying the motor tax debate, you know, as we move away from fossil fuels in terms of how we heat our homes, how do we ensure that the tax base isn't completely eroded there? Now, so there's going to be some, again, tricky issues there. That's, again, more in the longer run. This isn't going to be something that needs to be done in the next year or two. But thinking about how we do this and making sure that we don't do it in a rushed way is going to be really important. And from that point of view, the fact that, you know, we're talking about future tax increases here, and I'm sure some of your listeners are wondering, well, we've got all these corporation tax revenues and keep hearing how awash with money we are. And in a way, that's good, right? That gives us some time to adjust and adapt because we have this money from corporation tax coming in now. And the fears are that it's only going to come in now, that it's not going to come in permanently, that it's kind of a temporary revenue source. But it does buy us the time to think carefully and sensibly about how we do these things.
Barrett Rowntree, economist of the ESRI, thank you very much.